Welcome to A Day at the Beach. This is episode number 213. I am your host, Clint Beachwood. This is the place for the finest in new releases in the world of surf music. And in addition to that, I have a couple giveaways for you today. It's the newest release by Little Kahuna. Their new album is called Lost Oasis, and I'll get more into that a little later in the show. But we're going to start off with a band from the Netherlands called the Biarritz Boys. They started up in 2001 and haven't put out an album for quite a while. Last time I played this band was 2013. But they have a new LP out called Inside Clean Waves. And I'm going to start off with a song called El Perro del Mar, The Dog of the Sea. Then I'm going to get into a band from Ukraine called Waikiki Makaki. And I'm going to play the title track from their new release, Lost Diver. But let's start the show off with the Biarritz Boys with El Perro del Mar.
Thank you.
Once again, Waikiki Makaki, and the show started off with the Biarritz Boys. If you're new to A Day at the Beach, I put this show out about once a month, somewhat sporadically. If you would like to know when a new show has been uploaded, I have an email list that I send out to those who would like such information. If you want on that list, get in touch with me, give me your email address. I only use it to inform you when a new podcast is up and running. Nothing else. And at any time you want off the list, just let me know that also, and off you go. Well, up next to the Atom Jacks, they come from Brighton, England in the UK. Brighton is just about 50 miles or so south of London, situated right on the English Channel. Their new album is called 100 Seconds, and the song you're about to hear is called Ich Bin in Berliner. Again, the Atom Jacks on A Day at the Beach. We'll be right back.
Greetings, fellow listeners of A Day at the Beach. Welcome to the high plains of Rocky Mountain, Wyoming, where music is as unpredictable as the weather. We bring you the Gringos y Grammys, playing surf-influenced spaghetti western interpretations that make reverb spurs come to life. Please enjoy Pisolino a una cascata, a song about relaxing in your favorite natural surroundings.
Cool things about getting the Continental magazine put out by Double Crown Records is the compilation CD that comes along with the magazine. For me, it alerts me to some bands that I've never heard before, and such is the case with the song you just heard. The Gringos and Grammys is the band. They come from Wyoming, and I played one of their songs off the compilation on Podcast 212. I liked the song so much, I got in touch with the band. They were kind enough to send me a promo CD for their new album, The Band from Laramie, as well as a really old CD, 1998, from a band they used to be in called The Custom Caravans. And I'm using songs off of this album as background music for today's show. It's The Custom Caravans. But, again, the song you just heard was Pisolina a una cascada by De Gringos y Grammys, and I thank the band for the promo lead-in that they sent me. Very nice, you guys. Before De Gringos, we heard the Slop Tones. They come from St. Petersburg in the Russian Federation. It was another song off their Slough Raider Ploy release, and the song I played was Hamburger Galaxy. And I started the set off with the Atom Jacks from their album 100 Seconds. Up next is Little Kahuna. They are a Southern California band, and they have a new LP out called Lost Oasis. Craig Skelly, who heads up the band, was kind enough to send me three copies of this brand new CD, And I'm going to give away two on this podcast and save one for next one, 214. All you have to do is contact me, tell me you're interested in the CD, and I will put your name in a hat. We'll draw the winner on Monday, May 15th, 2023, and I will send this off to you anywhere in the United States. So up next, Little Kahuna doing Salt Air from their brand new LP, Lost Oasis.
And now for something completely different. Thank you.
You just heard the Tiki Delights doing Santa Monica Stingray. The Tiki Delights are mostly an exotica-type band, somewhere in the lines of Tiki Aki Orchestra, but they stepped out of their norm with Santa Monica Stingray. That comes from a 2022 release, Tiki Party Time with the Tiki Delights. They are from Nashville, Tennessee. Before that, Surfer Joe decided to go back and cover Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. Evidently, he has a love for 80s pop music, and he and Frankie and the Pool Boys got together and decided to put out a single with Billie Jean and Beat It on the Other Side, performed by Frankie and the Pool Boys. Maybe next podcast you'll hear that. And Little Kahuna started the set off with Salt Air. It's a very cool CD. Most of the CD sounds very similar vibe to that song. So if you want to get your hands on it for free, give me your email address and I will put your name in a hat. Winners, again, will be drawn May 15th. All right, up next are the Gagarins. They come from Alcazar, Spain. They have several releases out, all of them with very cool artwork. Check all their releases out on Bandcamp. You'll see what I mean. Their latest LP is called Cryptocosmos. The song you're about to hear is called 309, and they take their name from Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space. From Spain, these are the Gagarins.
You are listening to A Day at the Beach podcast with Clint Beachwood. This is El Papu from El Papu y los Fantásticos Reverberantes. Up next is our cover of Farid Fling, by the fabulous Huntington Cats. Enjoy!
That was a band that I happened to find as I was scrolling through SoundCloud. It's the Dead Planet Surfers. The song is called Laid Back Larry Longboarding. It's a demo. They have several such demos on SoundCloud, so you can check that out. They are from Australia via France. Before that, El Papu y Los Fantásticos Reverberantes did Far East Fling, a song originally done by the Huntington Cads, composed by Chris Barfield. El Papu decided to cover that song on their new LP, Al Ritmo del Oleaje, The Rhythm of the Waves. And before El Papu, we heard the Gagarins doing 309. I want to take just a second and thank Rick Wilkinson for sponsoring the podcast. You can find all 213 on his website, AustinRibbonMikes/A Day at the Beach. And I'd also like to thank GTF Instrumentals for carrying the podcast also on that very cool 24/7 surf music radio station out of Russia. Up next, from Vancouver, British Columbia, up in Canada, it's the Hangtan Hangmen. They have remastered their 2020 Destination Saturn EP, and you're going to hear Beach Bonanza. You're listening to A Day at the Beach, episode 213. We'll be right back. That was the Teakeyaki Orchestra doing Hotel Street Serenade. FYI, Hotel Street was the center of Honolulu's red light district, through which some 30,000 or more soldiers, sailors, and war workers passed on any given day during most of World War II. During the war, approximately 250 prostitutes were registered with the Honolulu Police Department. What you just heard was Teakeyaki Orchestra's salute to Hotel Street with Hotel Street Serenade. You can find that on their just-released LP, Tropica. Before that, it was The Outpost, one of three bands making their debut appearance on the show. They did Coast to Coast from their Santa Cruz EP. It was released in August of 2022, so not brand new, but not too old either. They are from Denver, Colorado. The other band making their debut appearance was the Dead Planet Surfers from the previous set. Before The Outpost, you heard the Hang Ten Hangmen doing Beach Bonanza. Up next, the third band making their first time appearance on the show, Los Etunas. They are from Zaragoza, Spain, and they're going to do a song called Panamisu from their new release called In Lata. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ference from Playa del Mar. You're listening to Clint Beachwood's A Day at the Beach podcast. Here's a track from the new Playa del Mar album, Speed of Dark.
That was Playa del Mar doing Pose of Awareness from their new LP, Speed of Dark. And before that, Los Etunes with Pana Misu. Thank you to the bands who provided the promo lead-ins for the show. We're going to close off with another. I'm sneaking in a fourth band making their first appearance on the show. It's the Patina Turners. They come from Fort Myers, Florida. They are an instrumental surfabilly band, and I'm going to play their new single, Red Tide. Thanks for listening to the show. This has been A Day at the Beach, number 213.